Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our wonderful Monday morning call, Kaizen team and Silver Express. And so we're just so happy and grateful to gather together like this every Monday morning. Monday, lots of people, what do they do? They die on Monday morning. So we're blessed to get together and fire each other up. So okay. Karen had sent out an email, I think, yesterday, and so she said please be prepared to share. So hopefully all that will happen. And Nancy Clyde, you're the first one on the call, so you get to go first.
Well, I have bunches of other things other than the Ken to do today, but I will be following up with three people and setting dates for a get-together. So they're the ones that I contacted. Well, one of them I found at the library Energy Night. The other two were the Leeds meeting and were very interested but could not get to the Energy Night because it's on a Thursday. So today I'm going to see what nights are good for them or what, you know, when during the day, whatever, and set up appointments. And that's about it. If I can get that done, yahoo, it has been a successful day.
Okay, yeah, and, you know, you'll find somebody to add to your list, I bet, and...
Oh, yeah. That happens. Yeah, that happens, and I hardly even... It just happens so naturally, I hardly even think about that, but, yes, they will.
That's great. And do you have anybody in your group that's going to Orlando with you?
Yeah, that's Michelle and Terry. Debbie is Terry. Not. She was, but she changed her plans. She can't. So, anyway, that's about it for now.
Okay. Okie dokie. Thank you. Gloria Snyder, you're next. And I know you've been sidetracked for a little bit.
Well, yeah, when I thought about it, I haven't been taken out of action by not feeling well in probably 16 years, which was, 2 years after NECAN. So it took a little while and getting the water in the house and all of that. And so, you know, it was just time for my immune system to build back up because I didn't have to take any medicine. Dick at one point said you should probably see the doctor, and I said, but I'm staying hydrated and I'm sleeping, so I'm good. I don't need drugs. But I probably had a touch of some form of the flu, and as I mentioned a minute ago, I used the Kenko Touch because I was sleeping on, you know, elevated pillows, all of my many NECAN variety of pillows. And I would just hold the Kenko Touch against my sternum, and it goes for about 10 minutes, and then I let it rest a little bit, and then I'd turn it back on, and it was like magic. After the third time, my entire body relaxed, my chest wasn't tight, I was able to sleep, and that's the recovery process, and So I was just immensely grateful for that. I mean, I didn't even need, you know, anything for a headache, and this was all head and chest and just, you know, taking me out. But I'm just so grateful that I had the Jade Greenzymes, that I had a shake when I felt like taking that, and so I got the nutrition and the rest that I needed to bounce back. But in between, when I was awake, I would make text messages and made an appointment to meet with a lady Saturday, and she's going to get a necklace on her son who's having seizures and get liver support in him because he's on so many medications at age 6. She wants to clean him up. I've got two appointments set this week, all from text messages. You know, I wasn't telling people, hey, I'm laying in it, not feeling well, but I was able to just, you know, send them a happy little text and get some appointments. I will have that new customer this week, and I'm still holding the vision of 10 in Orlando, Jack. I believe I've got 4 commitments besides myself right now.
Good. That would be awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks, Gloria, and you did really good for, having... I know those things are really a challenge, and I think Karen's working on something right now too. I'll tell her about the Kinko Touch thing. So she's doing everything else.
It's powerful.
Yeah, good deal.
Better soon.
Yay, team. Bill Cottle, you are next.
Good morning. Wow, well, it's exciting trying to get caught back up after being gone for several weeks. Got an email this morning from one of the physical therapists that I met with last week, and he said, thank you, we'll look at the videos later. So I had mentioned to Jack or on one of the calls that my way of following up is to point people to the NECIM produced videos, the corporate look. I feel like the credibility of using something that that the company's gone to the effort to make, for example, on the M-Strides. One of the other physical therapists said, well, how do they work? I mean, we just demonstrated and said, well, how do they work? And I said, well, they basically, reintroduce us to the energy of the earth. But I said, let me send you a video that will show you more how they're constructed and how they work. And so I haven't heard back from her yet. But anyway, that video and several others related to the presentations that I made have gone out to them. So that's exciting. Then I've got customers that were waiting for me to get back, two of which have connected with me and purchased product, and I've got two more I'm still trying to reconnect with. So just getting caught up. We've got a number of activities in the near future, one this Saturday, my next Energy Nights the following Monday, and then it looks like we're going to do the product launch on April 22nd, if that's a Saturday. So, putting my calendar together for the future is exciting in the next 3 or 4 weeks. And, of course, there's Orlando. I've reached out to my team. Well, Gloria is a big part of that, and she just reported. I've got several others that are just not going to be able to make it to Orlando. Some have already committed to Texas, and we'll see the ones that are on this side of the continent in Salt Lake.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you, Bill. And then just keep thinking about all those things, you know, keep adding names to your list, of course, and appointments scheduled for the week. And I know you do all that stuff. You're really good.
I'll share. I don't normally have conversations at church. I try to avoid introducing church and NECIM together. It's just one of those personal things for our family. However, when you've got a customer or several that are at church, one came up to me yesterday and asked me about the M-Strides and wanted to know if they came in more than two sizes. And it looked like that the question she was asking was that she or somebody has a longer foot than the woman's size. And I said, well, you'd basically get a men's size and cut it down. And then I got the processing on that. And I thought, I'm not sure that I can cut it down if length is the issue and not width. So anyway, when I find out the rest of that story, I'll share it with the group. But think about that, because you're going to be cutting through those little rings. And I thought, that's not going to work. So anyway,
it just depends on the size of her foot. Yeah.
So anyway, it is always fun to be in the right place at the right time to answer questions when people ask. So.
Absolutely. Yay. Thank you. Vivian and Paul, what would you like to share? You're next.
Well, we have had a good week. We had a new consultant who I believe is going to be a business builder. on Monday, and we have a gathering or vendor show kind of on Saturday, and I have booked a place to launch Perum for the 8th of April.
Yeah. Yay!
So, yeah, so we're kind of excited. Everything seems to be falling into place. I guess that the universe is on our side here.
Yeah, well, when you stay focused on something like you have been since you got reignited here in January, I think it was, and you were just, you're focused and your thoughts are with me, Ken, and you know, it just, you were, that magnetism that you're generating spreads out, and you'll be amazed. You'll start, you know, people will start coming to you. You just stay happy and stay, you know, keep thinking about who's next, and just ask for guidance, you know, and it'll come for sure. So congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. And I thought when Nancy said, she said they just naturally come. She doesn't have to think about it. And I thought, well, that is really kind of cool because it does kind of happen like that. Oh, on the animal tribes, I just have to mention that my lady in Michigan, she had to get them inside because her foot is kind of large. And she said that it wasn't fitting and she would have to cut into the magnets. And so we told her to take the insole because you know how the shoe come fills up. So she took the insole and took the shoe insole out, put it underneath that, and it fits perfectly. Instead of putting it right by your foot.
That's what I almost, you know, all the shoes that I have, I take the foam insole, whatever's in there, out because I don't like, anyway. It just, it always works better for me.
Yeah, and it does fit better if the, because we were concerned about, like Bill said, about cutting right into the magnet, you know. So she tried that, and the length she cut off, but the width was okay underneath.
Oh, good. Yeah. Maybe that'll be a combination that'll work for Bill, too.
Well, I had a goal of, I still have a goal of 3 for Orlando, but I only have me there so far, so.
Okay.
But the other people are going to come, but
keep that goal. Yeah. We've got lots of time, and you just never know who's gonna pop up.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you. Carla Cook, you are next. Is your line open? Would you like to share? Carla, how about Marilyn Donahue?
Hi.
Hi.
I am excited because today I have somebody coming and I'm going to give them a very first real presentation. I am talking to my physical therapist again tomorrow. I gave her a package of the duct tape last week. And so I'm going to go visit with her tomorrow. And I have a lady that just came over to the house last week, and she wants to join. She's got to wait for money so that she has the money. But she's excited, and she's really excited about the waterfall. So I feel like I'm moving forward finally for the first time. It's kind of cool. And I love the products. I am amazed at the Kinko Touch. I've been using that on my clients at massage, and they love it. And so I'm hoping eventually I'm going to get some clients that want one. So that's my goal right now.
Yeah, that's great, and there's probably other therapists that would like to use that.
I'm hoping to get all the therapists that work at my clinic to come over for a presentation at the house. That's, we are having a problem scheduling, but that's my goal.
Oh, good deal. Well, and maybe you could even do something. I don't know if it's possible, but could you do something there at the office, you know, after hours or some, have a special thing, do it during lunch or something?
I don't know. I've talked to Sarah a little bit about, Sarah's the clinic director, and she's the one that, she says, why don't you get us all together? But it's been hard to get everybody to schedule, so that's a good idea, and I'll work with Sarah, and maybe we can do that, so.
Yeah, well, people have done that before. Sometimes they just, anyway, figure out a time and everybody bring a brown bag or something like that, you know.
Right.
And instead of going out to lunch or whatever, try to coordinate your time as much as you can. And yeah.
The problem is that we're all independent contractors and we're never there at the same time. That's the biggest problem right now, because we're just not getting that many people coming in. So it's been an interesting phenomenon. But I feel like I'm getting back on track, so there we go. That's what I'm going to do, is just keep working at it.
Yeah, well, you know, and because whatever independent contractors are doing, sometimes, you know, there's fluctuations and they're, like when we're in real estate, I could see the value of another stream of income.
Right.
We did real estate and weekend together for 4 years.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm hoping that I can present. I've got a lady coming again today, too, that's a good friend of mine that I haven't seen for a long time, and she's coming to the house, so I'm going to show her my Nikon house. So.
Oh, fabulous. Yay, Marilyn, that's awesome. And you sound like you're feeling a lot better, too.
I am. I'm finally feeling like I'm human again. So it's been a process, not an event. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, thank goodness you got that Kinkle Touch and all the other products, huh?
Oh, yeah. I love the sleep system is fabulous, and the water system is fabulous, but the sleep system, I can't praise that enough, because it's made such a difference in my life. And I'm actually sleeping, which is cool. So.
That is cool, and it'll have long-term health benefits for sure.
Yes.
Yay. Okay, Edwina Theory, you are next. What would you like to share? Edwina, you're not muted or anything. On my end, anyway. Okay, we'll come.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, there you are, yes.
Oh, good, excellent. All right, everyone, this is Edwina Theory in Tampa, Florida, and what I have been doing is I have this list that I'm following up with and contacting people that I met at the health fair that I've been doing, and sending them out information on the different things that they were interested in. Something that has happened is my neighbor down the street who purchased for me has given me referrals, and I think that was a good thing, and I'm going to see those people this week. Also, I'm like Bill, but it just so happened when I went to church, one of my church members called me because I had given them samples of the shampoo and conditioner and decided that she wanted to purchase her own, and came with the cash. And I just thought, oh, my God, look at this. We're taking money in the church. So I just looked over that and decided, all right, then, I need to order this because I'm under this thing right now of filling out all my forms to make sure I'm accurate on anything that I get out of my supplies and going through that. So this is a new day. This is Monday, and my challenge is to stay on to what I have said I wanted to do long after the feeling is gone. And so that's where I'm at today. I wrote it down, I'm looking at it, and every day, every morning I have to remind myself, this is what you're doing, this is where you're going, this is what's happening, and just talk to everybody that I meet. And I know it's going to happen. I have more of that positive outlook. I know we're coming up on Orlando, and I know we're going to learn a whole lot there, and my vision is, I have one person in particular that I'm working on. He's my latest person that I signed up. But I'm thinking in myself, if I could visualize more persons, I'm seeing more persons, and they're going to get excited about what it is I'm doing, then I would be having to invite more persons to come along with me to Orlando. And so I'm not ruling anything out. I'm just looking at that as this is a different day.
Well, good, yeah, and you just keep remembering you've been one of our biggest champions of bringing people to those events. So let your magnetic energy float out there and bring some more.
Yes. And this time I really wanted to be those people that are interested in learning more about active wellness and who's, you know, into what can I learn? What can I share? What can I do? How can I be well? How can I help the world that one person at a time? So since that's what I'm all about, that's what I'm looking for.
I love it. And it's important to have that clear vision. So that can happen, you know. If you don't know where you're going, it's hard to get there. So you know where you're going. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Edwina. Carol Patterson, you are next. What would you like to share?
Well, my win for last week, Jack, was a call. I had called a nurse practitioner to go to Tina's launch in New York, and I didn't realize code that she was in Boston. So, but it all worked out because she asked me some more questions about the Nikan itself and is very interested in the water system. So, you know, she wasn't able to do what I planned, the intention of asking her to go to that, but she may be interested in purchasing a water system. So I'm following up with her. And a customer that I had great results with her Kinko seat, and she is ordering or wants to order, and this is another church thing. She told me at church that she was trying to get this order put in for her. She wants to buy a sleep pad because she had such great results with her Kinko pad, the seat.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and also she has two referrals, and it's just something about her client privacy that she gave them my number, but she can't give me their number, so I'm just kind of waiting to hear from these two people that she spoke with. So that's some things that I've been doing, and I've had product out on people and following up. I have some people I have to follow up today. I have two or three people that I've prepared to give a call. And that's about my story, and just trying to follow up with all my things that I've been contacting people to try to finish this month strong. So I'm aiming for that.
And you, are going to Orlando? And is anybody coming with you now?
Shelley is going to come. She was going to come with her husband, and now she's looking at perhaps she and Anne would come together. So they're just trying to, they're online or, you know, contact here trying to figure out what they're going to do, but if not, I'm sure I know Shelley will be coming.
Oh, that'll be
be coming. Yeah. So that we're working on that too.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting Shelly when we get there. Okay. Let's see. Carla, I see you're back on the line. Did you want to share? Carla Cook?
Hi. Good morning. Just a reminder of the Midwest event this weekend. Dave Johnson will be in the Louisville area, and we're having a three-hour event Saturday morning, 10 to 1, and he'll meet with leaders and potential business people Friday evening at a supper. So you can email Pam Barnes or myself, and we'll give the information to you if anybody can come to this area.
Wow.
I know somebody in this area to invite. So that's our focus for now, inviting to that.
Great. And did you, I don't remember, did you ever decide whether you're going to be able to go to Orlando?
I don't know yet, but I will be in Orlando. It depends on if there are others, and that's still a possibility. So it's still pending.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for being on this call. Have a wonderful weekend week, and
Saturday.
Oh yes, and be on our Saturday call and bring people with you, please. We need to grow these calls.
Planning for the next quarter.
And yeah, planning for the next quarter is going to be. I mean, it's on us now, so. We'll be talking about that on Saturday, and you guys think about what you want for the next quarter, and you know, so we're working into our year.
It's
a very, very, very important quarter, yeah. So, okay, thank you everyone for being on. We love and appreciate every one of you. Thank you.
We love you too.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.